Jammers.
Wait, what's the show?
Jammers,
the Selfish Health Podcast.
Jammers.
Holy shit, I'm Wendy Starling.
Hello.
I'm Megan Rice.
And.
Hey.
Stephen Penta. And
real stoked to be here.
Should we try to actually bring in guests and help people?
Ooh. I mean, like, it's Selfish Health.
Jammers. We made up a term. We can do whatever the fuck we want.
So full disclosure, we're recording the second episode. We went and took a little lunch break.
Yeah, we went and got some food. No, I'm still in New York.
Yeah, when Megan's here, we gotta make it. You gotta make jammers while jamming making is good.
Yeah, we gotta,
get the jam. Like when I just made 18 jars of jam.
Right, when strawberries are on sale right now.
Yeah. Strawberries are on sale here at Jammers.
You gotta get it while it's cheap.
Which it always is.
Yeah, always is. We're always cheap. We're always easy. But now it's just cheaper and easier.
Yeah, which is even better.
Yeah. So if you think back to last week's episode, please remember.
Last week's episode, an hour ago.
Yeah, that we were, for us, for you it's been a week. For us, it's been an hour, but it feels like 2 weeks. So still got food poisoning.
Yeah, Wendy is now.
Food poisoning part two.
She is a case study. She's had food poisoning for 2 straight weeks.
Yeah.
Yep.
One tuna melt.
Right. I was like nodding out at lunch. I'm like, I'll just have hush puppies and a soda. Doing deep breathing exercises.
We're trying to revive her actively.
Yeah. No, it's going to be great. Well, this episode is the real spooky one.
This is spooky. I know, Stephen. Again, it's still post-Halloween.
Oh my God, this fucking goes on and on and on.
Yeah. Well, the good thing is the guys are such men are such gross monsters.
What?
Year round. That's the fun thing about Halloween and why I love it so much is because like for a woman, it's Halloween year round.
Yeah.
Every day is Halloween.
We're always afraid of someone.
There's spooky ghouls everywhere.
Right. You got to be careful. Anytime you walk down a dark alley or turn a corner, someone might jump out and get you. Yeah, there you were silent for that.
Welcome.
I feel like a lot of awkward pauses for me.
Yeah. Oh, and this.
Don't know.
Being what the a right woman thing is scary.
Yeah, it's Halloween. It's all, you're always scared of a creepy demon.
Yeah.
But they're men. They're just men.
Yeah. They're so, because I have a knife from when I was stalked years ago by an ex-boyfriend. And so I carried a knife with me. Because he would hide behind bushes outside of my car after work in the day and would like come in. He wrote me all this crazy stuff. So I still have a knife and this guy.
Do you still carry a knife with you?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
I have it like out on my mantle that I'll take with me sometimes. It's a ripcord knife. It's called Urban Pal. Shout out to Urban Pal. That'd be a great sponsor.
It would be a great sponsor.
You wear it like a necklace so you can hide it. It looks like a little chain. And then you take it out and you just yank it from the bottom and it just rips right out. And then I don't know how much damage it could even do, though.
Who cares? It's cute.
Yeah, it's super cute. It looks like an arrowhead.
It's a level up from keys in your fingers.
Yeah.
Ugh, I love that move, though.
Yeah. But the keys in the fingers is nice. But the knife, it's someone, if I don't know how to use it.
Get stabbed.
Yeah, I get stabbed. Oh. That's the thing is, and I want to do this. And next time we'll plan. This is good to plan the episodes. Like, what we should do the next time we're all together. Fuck.
Yeah. So next week when we're all in the same city at the same shit, fuck.
We need someone to play. Hey, you're the producer, Steven. You're supposed to be doing this stuff.
Book us flights.
Stop telling me what we were doing.
That's because you were always like, how about we do that plus stuff about my butthole?
That's because you're a man.
No. But I would always try. I would always try and research the guests and be prepared. And you're like, that's not funny. So now I just let it rip.
That is true. Nothing's more unfunny than being prepared.
Right. As we ourselves have discovered.
Any college students, take that advice.
All right. Nothing's less funny.
Well, you don't want to be a prepared loser.
Yeah. Ooh. You know what you're doing today? LOL.
Oh, you're prepared for your test?
Yeah.
I am very ready. I am not funny.
As we found out, even the episodes, and we're glad that you guys... We found, so when we record episodes, a lot of times we'll be like, that was really funny. We had a great guest. And we're like, we really knocked that out of the park. Cause Megan, I'll get on the phone after we record. And we're like, we knocked that one out of the fucking park. And then we'll do an episode sometimes where we're just like, not really feeling it. We don't have a plan.
Very tired.
And we're just fucking around. And we're like, that was not good. And then those episodes without fail
People are like, that was so fun.
Yeah. You guys are always like, that was the best. And we're like, okay, so they like it when we do less.
Yeah. Perfect. Works for us.
Right. So we've learned that you guys really have the best time.
Welcome to the last, this and past episode. Right. The last two episodes. You're welcome. Yeah. We have no plan.
Right.
Jammers to the max.
The best part is that we did have all these plans and all the stuff we're going to do when we got here. And the sickness, you know, well, that counts as like, it's out of a lot of
shit. Knock it out. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank God I got sick. You know, it's like a bummer because I feel terrible. But the good thing is we didn't have to commit to
to do anything. And you look great.
I was actually fully prepared for much more epic jam sessions. Yeah.
Oh, fuck you. This is pretty epic. Yeah. Wendy's been shitting and vomiting. What's more epic than that?
Yeah.
It's epic.
Yeah.
Yeah, looking at her. Ooh, yeah.
No. You can just tell that she's going through something. No, don't misconstrue. Oh,
looking at her is epic.
Hey, I can't. Wendy, epic. You really look like you've been going through something.
Really?
What a compliment.
When I look at you, God, I think epic. I think epic. You know, big, giant, explosive.
You know, this is why men don't
ugly.
Get
oh my God. I'm sorry. I didn't. That last one.
Guys, I'm just a man.
Old.
In need of something. I don't know what. But
in need of a man to come and save you. In need of a heroic man on a horse.
Well, you know, lucky for you, we have Stephen Penta.
God damn it.
Okay, we'll let you speak, man. You can speak.
Oh, no, I'm good now. You just.
This
you
is
just,
really. This podcast has really taken a turn the last horse, couple episodes.
Oof, man.
Did you like that?
Yeah, no, I give. What the fuck can any man say after that?
Yeah, that's
you
good.
Just need to shut the fuck up and let
and
speak.
Get a horse. Right.
Oh, God damn it.
I do think that would solve most like gender issues. Right. If all men just bought a horse.
Right.
How would that not just play into gender stereotypes? Then men would have.
Because you would be throwing your money away.
Right. And cleaning up shit on a regular basis. You're constantly just shoveling shit.
Oh, they wouldn't clean it up.
No, we would just leave it everywhere. We don't clean anything up.
Yeah, that's true. I was going to burp and pull the mic away,
oh
and
God.
I was hoping you guys were going to talk, so I just, like, was waiting.
Oh, I was like, looking at you because I was like, something's about to happen. That's why I was quiet.
Oh, yeah, something was about to I had the same look on my face.
This is the bad thing about us being together.
Right.
If I was on the iPod, I would have probably said something there. But instead, we're right here, and I was like, ooh, Wendy's going to do something.
Yeah. And it was like, I was about to vomit. Into
vomit.
Yeah,
no.
I was going to be like... I was about to take a deep breath. Yeah, that everyone looked like, I can't wait to hear
what's coming out of you.
What's coming out of this girl next?
Bile.
Right.
Bile and hush puppies.
A deconstructed hush puppy.
Mm. All right.
So how can we fix men?
Well, we don't need to because Wendy's already got her man on a shiny horse.
Yeah, we're fine.
Oh, okay.
We're just gonna throw up on them all. I feel like I'm dying. So the sick stressful stuff. This is episode. I'm like nervous even talking about it because I don't know if Megan and I've been talking about this since she got here the past couple days. And I've got a situation where I haven't said anything,
which I want to say because she hasn't said anything to me about this, and this did not like start when I got here.
No.
This has been like a thing. So I was a little miffed. I was like, I can't believe you haven't told me this.
Well, I've been getting weird. So text messages from what I think is a burner number. Like, you know, people like online trolls where they have trolls and they'll be like, they'll comment on your social media, like, fuck you, you fucking slut. I've been getting trolled, but on my phone from someone who has a burner number.
Like on her phone number. Like someone has her phone number.
Right. And is sending me texts that are, and we went through and I didn't even think about this. And Megan was like, well, what is special about the dates? Cause it'll be like every month or every,
they're very sporadic.
Yeah. But they do align with like a day that a Jammers episode will come out. So this person is listening to, Jammers. They are also watching one of the comments, the first text I ever got from this person. And I believe they're all different numbers, but I think it's the same person.
It would be way more unsettling.
Right.
Honestly, if it was multiple people.
Yeah.
That would be even weirder.
Also, our fan base isn't that large. It would be noticeable.
And they're cool.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I, so
Again, multiple Jammers fans know where I live and have been to my house.
I mean, the Jammers fans are really cool.
Like, this isn't like someone listening.
Yeah.
Right.
This is a fucking creep.
Yeah, this is somebody, this is not a Jammers fan. This is someone who I was so confused. I'm just like, I don't understand like where these are, like what this is coming from or who this is. So the first one of these that I got, and now I'm going to post these because someone's got to, I know there's a way to find out with burner numbers, like who belongs to. There's got to be a way to find out.
Oh, for sure.
And let's see. So the first one I ever got was, it was the day. So it was stuff like, I'll just kind of read them. So it was, I did like a morning show with my buddy, Jeff McKinnon, where it was like early in the morning. We were doing it from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. live. And I was on my Instagram.
6 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Yeah. and so that's, and that's actually, none of this happened. I hallucinated it because I was not sleeping. So this was the text regarding that show. And so whatever we talked about, this person was watching it on my Instagram live. And I got a text that says, you fucking liar. Let's see. Photos, screenshot. Here we go. This is actually really great. Oh, no, here's not. It says, and we mentioned 9/11 on the morning show. We like made a joke about 9/11 because who doesn't?
Right.
Because I never forget to make a joke about 9/11. So I get this text that day and it says, lying piece of shit, fuck you and your 9/11 podcast. And I was like, okay, now when I get these, no, so I just ignored it. This is why I didn't say anything, because there's this weird thing where you feel like, should I give it, should I feed the fire?
Yeah.
Or what do I do? But I didn't respond.
It's it's one thing to see a comment online and it's another thing. Phone is what notches
us up. What I was going to say before I sneeze.
Yeah. God bless you.
Was it is if that, if you receive that like as a message on like social media, I would be like 100%. But the fact that it was sent to your phone.
Right.
Is weird.
Yeah. And then a month later, a few weeks later, I got one that says fucking liar.
Just out of the blue on that one?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, they could be listening to podcasts, like, but it didn't have any specific reference, but it just said fuck, but they misspelled it. They spelled it L-Y-E-R.
Fucking idiot.
Yeah. So.
Y-D-I-O-T.
Yeah. And then I got another one after that, that from another burner, like another number that I don't know, that just says, it's me, bitch. And then let's see, you fucking your fans now with 6 exclamation points.
Oh, you wish. What a dream.
I know. I wish I was, you know what, Jammers, people listening,
let's fuck.
I wish I was fucking all of you. Okay. I wish I was fucking all of you. So I got that one. And then let's see. And then I deleted a couple because they started to bother me so much. I just didn't want them in my phone.
Yeah.
It was like bad vibes. And it's one of those things where you go, oh, here's another one. Liar, go fuck yourself. So it's all that kind of stuff. And then I got one that said, Patreon. So these are the last two recent ones that I got. And I deleted them off my phone. I just was like, I don't want this there. But then I started thinking,
I should have this as
evidence.
Yeah.
Right. But so those are the only two that I deleted, but I was like, it's the same number. It's the same person, but they're not stopping. So the last two that I got, said Patreon skank, which is very funny. And they should have made it a portmanteau and said skanktreon, but I'm not, you know,
I'm not mad about that.
They don't know how to spell liar. And then the other one said, wow, liars must have long memories. You tripped up again. That was all in the last week.
See, that is
creepy.
That one's creepier to me more than like any of the other ones.
Yeah. So it's somebody. So there's somebody that has my phone number. Oh, and then this, and I think this might be the same person. So, and this person is texting me from the same number. Hmm. It's the same number over. And these are in responses. This started Monday.
Yeah.
And this is a direct response to my Instagram story. So instead of commenting on my Instagram stories, this person has my phone number and they're right. I put up a thing with Sebastian and they wrote cute cat with like which is aggressive. First of all, you don't put a lot of exclamation points or question marks on anything.
Yeah.
It's sarcastic and aggressive. It says cute cat, 5 exclamations. And then the next day I reposted a thing from Remy, right? About the How Come podcast. And someone commented on her thing, like, oh, have the guest in that comes 1,000 times. And I just reposted it, like, whatever. And then I get a text that says, you can come 1,000 times? 5 question marks. And then yesterday, Wednesday, and I haven't responded, they wrote, "You don't want to meet a new friend." I think they meant to write "meet a new friend."
No, yeah. I prefer, "You don't want to meet a new friend."
So this is somebody from the same. Now I'm going to post this. Now here's what I got to figure out, what's the best plan of action. Part of me wants to post this screenshot where it's from the same number on my Instagram stories, because that's where this person is looking.
Right.
And have people that are not trying to kill me bother this person. And I'm going to say him. I'm going to guess it's a fucking dude.
Yeah.
See, I want to call it. I want to block my number and call it.
Do it. Can we do? We can do that.
I mean, we could install a burner app on your phone and call it. It would take a second, but I could do it. I mean, that would be smarter. I wouldn't call it from a number that you are planning to keep.
Can you still block a number? Isn't this like the days of Star 6ix9ine still?
I don't know if you can. And I also know. I mean, there's a whole other situation too. I'm going through like another situation that I don't want to talk about, but I think it's the same person.
Yeah.
I'm going through another situation.
I think this definitely is. I will say, which I hadn't thought about till now, because you can do like Facebook post your number.
Right.
Have you checked if your number's on Facebook?
No, I can look and see.
Yeah. Because that could, I was thinking about that literally just now when you were talking about it.
Does Facebook post your phone number?
Yeah.
You can. Yeah. You can decide whether to have Instagram too. You can actually, people can email you through it that you can have a number attached to it.
I know I don't have my phone number on any of that stuff because I feel like that would happen more often.
Yeah.
No, but honestly, yeah.
No,
you know,
right. I just thought of that right now.
I mean, yeah, I just don't. So it's one of those. So here's the thing. So here's what the episode, this is, please. Callers calling. But like, what do you do?
What do you do? I think this is something that a lot of women deal with. It's like men being super creeps. I'm curious as to how do you deal with a man like this? Men, where is this even coming from? Why would you
callers calling
pursue something? No, but I think it is at the very least, it's an interesting conversation because it's a fucked up thing. That's really common. I feel like most women, if you talk to them, they've had someone be a super creep at some time in their life.
100%. And this really has nothing to do with like social media age or anything. Like, no. This happens all
this
the time.
Yeah, this is always happening.
I just think what's weird is like, how does this person have your number?
Right.
And the fact that someone's doing it clearly from a burner number is like really weird.
Yeah.
Because that's like, okay, so you know that this is wrong.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, like this is, there's
you're
like,
you're going out of your way to fuck.
Yeah. There's
someone.
Foresight. To, like you've thought this through. You like Steven, you downloaded a fucking app.
Right.
There is like weird.
Oh my God, I love that music. Yeah,
there's like Mexican music coming through on our podcast recorder. And I have no idea.
Oh,
why.
I love it so much. Leave it in. If you can turn that up slightly
leave it
while editing. Just like so it's like leave a nice it under.
Yeah. I think we leave it in because that'll help upbeat because this is like a scary episode. Right, that's helping me relax and feel like I'm at a party.
I love it. I love all this really quiet for them.
Yeah, I'm like,
let's just listen to it.
This is great.
I hope that you can turn that up.
I wish there was a way that you guys listening could hear it because it really is like, hey, and like,
it's
good.
Upbeat.
Like really upbeat. Man, I am inspired. I don't know what to do. So I've been waiting, like, should I text this person back? Especially the one that's texted me back like 3 times. Because part of what I want to do is be like, I don't need any new friends. Do you want a new friend? And then and then see what he says and then like screenshot it and put it on my Instagram and be like, call this person. They need new friends. I thought that would be funny.
I mean, I worry that by antagonizing this person, we're feeding into
that's what I'm worried about. But I mean, I would do that.
Right. But here's the thing.
Not that that's the right move, but that's what I would do.
But I'm
very dumb.
Well, but see, but I'm the same, but you look at it both ways. And we were talking, but like, because I have been stalked. So here's a situation, and we've talked about this before on the show, and it's like an ongoing theme in life, that when dudes get, the reason that women are so afraid of dudes is because their egos get hurt. And so that's like why we have to do things like, we can't just be like, no, I'm not interested in you. Yeah. No, please leave me alone. Because then they're like, why? What are
like
you doing?
Like last night, a week ago when I was in New York.
Yeah.
At the bar.
Oh, that's right. Tell what happened with that guy. Like a basic.
No, it was just like a creepy dude that wouldn't leave me alone at the shitty bar. And I was being nice, but I was obviously very disinterested. I said, I'm waiting for my friend. He said, when's she getting here? I said, he should be here soon. Didn't mention it was a 23-year-old gay man.
Right.
But like nothing I said But it was, again, because I'm conditioned to also not be like, no, thank you, leave me alone. Because what's happened to me and what's happened to many other women I know is you go like, oh no, I just want to have a drink by myself, please. Oh, fuck you then.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I didn't realize you were a bitch. Like shit like that, where it's like, no, that's crazy. Like I should be able to be like, if I wasn't meeting Tyler or anyone, if I just went into that fucking bar to have a drink alone and look at my phone.
You should be able to say over, no to anyone.
And, Steven comes over to talk to me and I'm like, hey, you know, sorry, man, but like, I'm kind of just like trying to, like I had a day. I just want to like sit by myself. Steven's response should be, oh yeah, sorry. Like, sorry to bug you and go away. But what would normally happen, even if I said that, so like super chill,
right?
Yeah. Like, sorry, I had like I really don't want to talk to anybody right now. Instead of being like, oh, sorry to bother you. It's, oh, well, like maybe I can make you feel better. Right. Oh, well, maybe like, well, have you tried talking to me or something? And then it's, and then it gets to a point where you're like, listen, dude, like, I'm sorry. Just like, please leave me alone. And then it's, oh, well, fuck you.
Yeah.
It's never very rarely in that situation will a dude just be like, oh, my bad. Sorry. Right. Have a good night. That's not what happens. Yeah. What happens is, oh, fuck you, cunt.
Yeah, it immediately turns hostile.
Yeah.
And so, but it's a weird thing because you go like, okay, you're kind of like fucked either way. Because if you don't say something and you just like what I've been doing with these text messages I've been getting is I haven't said anything and I haven't responded because to me, I'm like, well, I won't respond and let me just not feed this.
Yeah.
Let me just not feed the energy. Now, the issue that I'm having though, what's starting to happen now that I'm kind of piecing together and I think I know who at least one of the people might be, if not, it might all be the same person.
Yeah.
Even to talk about it on this episode, like, and I know I am physically sick, but also the anxiety once I started talking to Megan about this, because I honestly block this out of my brain. I get one of these texts and I just ignore it.
Well, it's fucking terrible because then you wind up not sharing and not being funny, which is your life. I mean, that's how you make a living.
Well, but yeah, but then also when you're literally, when you have anxiety that someone's watching you and following you.
Yeah.
It's not even about like, oh, I can't like make wacky jokes or tell the truth on my, you know, on the pod. The reason we started Jammers was to be truth tellers. Yeah. We want to tell the truth about cheese and what it does to our buttholes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's really, we're a very specific podcast. Right. Jammers, jamming cheese in our faces.
Right. Jamming the
jamming
truth.
It out of our asses.
Right. And into your mouth.
Into your hearts.
Yes. I like that better.
Aw. Yeah, I'm the soft side of Jammer.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm a mom.
Every week, I feel like the soft side of Jammers beats me to a pulp.
Yeah. Well, you should be a cute kid dressed as a Paw Patrol, and then maybe I'd be nicer to you.
Sorry, I'm not good enough, mom.
Yeah, you should be. You should be younger and cuter.
It's got to a weird place fast.
Yeah. Oh God. He's getting turned on. You, I need to say, no,
well, yeah, he's getting to, cause I said younger.
I know.
I said you and younger. And he was like, oh, what a dream.
He's like, you think I'm younger? Can I call you mom? Can I bet? I bet I can call her mom once or twice and she won't notice it.
She won't even notice. It'll be like when you call your teacher mom.
Yeah. I'm just going to call her mom real quick. And I'll do it again real quick. You know, they're like really mad about someone that might try to kill Wendy. So like, I bet
they won't even notice
that I'm calling Megan mom.
They both start with them. I got confused.
Right.
Which is part of the problem. Cause then I'm a man taking advantage of a situation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boys are the worst, but great segue.
Finally, he gets one.
Right.
Ooh, one on the board.
And the next time you roll through this room, better not be on a Segway, better be on a horse. A white,
a gold-plated one.
Yeah. Carrying a sword made of tampons, a helpful sword.
From Lola.
Thanks.
Yeah, so, but I do have a ton of... anxiety and stress with this because you don't know what to do. And I think this is the same reason with sexual assault and rape and all this kind of stuff. This is why people don't report it and they don't talk to their friends about if they're in an abusive relationship. Women, men are and I know men are victims of these things too. But if we're being honest, most of the time, if a man gets assaulted or raped, it's embarrassing. But they're just like, I don't even think I'm gay. And so, but they're more likely to tell someone about it. Or dudes, you know, and you can kind of joke with like, they're like, oh, my girlfriend's a bitch or my wife's or whatever. But in heteronormative relationships, a lot of times women, we don't say anything because first of all, we're like, well, it's probably not a problem, but then you do.
Or it's my fault.
Yeah, it's my fault. And even I have that too, where I'm like, maybe I'm like, I don't know. I pissed somebody off, or like, it's like, maybe I lied about, so I don't know. Like it's, and then it's, and you just kind of try to blow it off. Like it's nothing. But then you're like, but oh, wait a minute. But especially like I post where I am at shows.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I'm very easy to find and get to. This person has my number. And so that's what it is. It's the obsession. That's the part that's scary.
Well, and it's also like, it's not because you saying like, well, maybe I did something. Okay. Well, if you lied about something or someone on a podcast, even like unintentionally, what a normal person would do would be like, hey, you told this story about me and it like, you got it wrong or something.
Yeah, right.
Like they would confront you. This is like weird.
This is specifically like harassment and intimidation.
No, it's harassment. This is like,
yeah, it's straight up harassment. And there's no good thing to do. Like there's no right thing. Well, there's no,
and again, I mean, this is like, which like you've dealt with and it, you know, there's no recourse here. Like there's no, okay, well, let's go to the cops with these texts, because they'd be like, okay. It's like loads of women who have been murdered because they're being stalked. And so like you get a restraining order, which I've always found hilarious.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, so there's a piece of paper that says, if you come near me, then you're going to get arrested. Well, you know, it's a great, you could just kill me.
Yeah.
Right. Like, and that's what happens all the time, is because they're like, and cops will say like, well, we can't do anything until he attacks you.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, okay. So until he kills me,
right,
then something can be done. Or until he almost kills me.
Right.
Like whenever it's just like verbal and like harassment and threatening, which can be, I mean, it is completely life changing.
Right.
Which this hasn't got quite to that point yet.
Right.
But still nothing can be done legally until there's a physical assault.
Yeah.
Because not even a physical threat. A physical threat will still just get a restraining order.
Right. And even then, like, and I had, that's when I was stalked by my ex. So it was years ago. I can remember when he, because, so here's the thing you have to do is if you're in a, it's the, like legally you're, get a knife.
I was going to say never form a relationship with anyone.
Right. Aww. Here's what you got to do. Stay alone, stay in your house. Don't get a podcast. Don't speak publicly. It is a weird thing because you think but you're kind of putting yourself out there, but then people then can come and attack you. Right.
Well, and how many women's careers is this derailing? You know, I mean, realistically, like it happens all the time. You see just even if you just see women that have like all their social media is private, all their this, you know, for whatever reason, like it's very common and it's uniquely slanted towards women.
Weird.
Yeah.
What a shock.
So, huh. I mean, I don't know.
Well, but it's one of those things like, because so from the, just because I've been through this legally, in order for something to qualify as stalking, and the person that I think this might be, and I don't, I'm like nervous to even talk about it on here, but I think that that's like, we got to talk about
it's
it.
Important.
Yeah.
Because, when I get murdered, I'm just kidding. I hope someone listening to the episode at least learns
proof. Yeah.
Right.
We're establishing proof.
Yeah, exactly. There's a trail.
It's fucking creepy, but it's
call
like,
this
in a weird way,
a.
It's like, you don't know what to do.
But so like, I think the person who I think it is also in my life as with, there's been, a string of phone calls, text messages, and emails, to which I have not responded, because this is something that I don't want to continue having a conversation with this person now legally. So for me to like on paper, which is what I did with my ex years ago, I had to print out emails to show proof of stalking. So stalking is essentially all it is. Like the definition of it is, someone giving another person unwanted attention and communication. That's what it is. And then it goes into obsession. So it doesn't mean that you have to mean that like you're literally stalking around the corner. Mm. Okay. It doesn't mean that you're following somebody. So stalking is any type of harassment or communication when someone says, please stop. So part of it for it to be, so here's the first thing is someone's harassing you and you're getting to a bunch of or emails or text messages or whatever. And like, this is the guy that stalked me. I remember we broke up. And we'd been having problems and he was weirdly kind of disconnected a lot of the times. And I was like, you know what? He would start fights with me and like threaten to break up with me. And I was like, you know what? You know, fine.
Problem solved.
Yeah. I'm breaking up with you. And when I did that, he snapped and lost a shit. And he was like, I'm sorry. And wrote me all this. I mean, like, and he would put it in the body of the email and then attach it in a PDF, like these 12 page emails. I have them saved. They're fucking crazy to read.
That's insane.
And I understand when you get, but it comes from, and this is what we talked about before. His ego was hurt.
Yeah.
As a man, his ego got hurt that he wasn't able to manipulate the situation anymore. And once I was like, you know what? I'm done. This is it. You're right.
And he was like, wait, no.
And so
anyone's ending this, it's me.
Yeah, exactly. And so it was like this thing where, and it's ego and it's a feeling of like, I want the last word. I want the last word.
Do you think he had a full understanding of that? Do you think he was just impulsively that way? Like, do you think that's just how he's wired?
I don't think being wired that way is an excuse.
No. Yeah.
I don't think it's an excuse.
No, I agree with you.
I mean, I understand that if you're wired that way, okay, that's nice. But okay. So, but then also be self-aware enough to understand that like, and here's the thing. Here's why I don't buy that as an excuse. Oh, I'm just wired that way. Okay. So I understand the first like round, this dude like sent me a bunch of emails and then I responded back to him and said, we're broken up. I don't want to talk to you anymore. Please stop. So now logically, this is where the shit is so illogical. And this is where you can tell that someone in this state of mind is so inside of their own asshole, because this guy was emailing me. And I don't think the guy that's texting me could be the guy from fucking 8 years ago.
What a fun twist. Spooky twist.
Wouldn't that be? Ooh. And here's the sad thing is he was really cute. Cause he looks like, he's really hot. Like he looks like Paul Rudd. So he's like a really good looking dude. I was like, I have like a really hot. Like
clueless Paul Rudd or now Paul Rudd?
Like.
Oh, because is one less hot than the other?
Yeah. Current Paul Rudd's hotter.
Yeah, he's
Carl's
older.
Like a fine wine.
Yeah, he's in like his he's like in his 40s. Yeah, he's a mix of like Cary Elwes and Paul Rudd now. Like really handsome. Wow. Cary Elwes is hot. Princess Bride?
Oh yeah, no. Oh, I know who that is.
Actually, when I saw a picture of Cary Elwes the other day on his Instagram, I was like he's so hot, and then I'm like, "Oh my god, he kind of looks like my ex." Hey, if you're the one ghost texting me, you're handsome, please stop. I'll talk to this guy like I do to Sebastian. You're so handsome. Please knock off.
You're so handsome. Stop scratching your Aunt Megan.
You're so handsome.
But you're still handsome.
You're so handsome, but please don't get up.
And listen.
Yeah. Please leave me alone.
Hear me when I say
you're
that.
So handsome, but please leave me alone. So here's the thing. So I remember he would write like, and he's obviously wired that way because that's how he behaved. But then, part of the argument when someone's abusive in any way is they'll be like, and if they're doing it to their partner, part of the excuse is like, well, it's just because I'm sorry. I just love you so much.
Yeah.
I just want you to be happy. I just love you so much. But it's like, okay, but if you did really love me and really want the best for me, then you would read the last text or email or whatever that I wrote to you. And if you really did love me and want the best for me, then why are you treating me like this and going against my wishes when I say, please stop contacting me? So right there, that's the number one hole. And it's like, no, I get that you're sad and I get that you miss me. But if you really love somebody and you're heartbroken, it's like, okay, you're allowed to be those things. But though the I love you so much is incongruent with, but even though you've asked me to leave you alone, I'm going to still bother you.
And even if you, no matter how much you love them, you have to hear them.
Yeah. Get a fucking journal, bro. Get a journal. Write in your diary.
Have a friend.
Yeah. You know?
Go see a therapist.
Yeah.
Talkspace.
Yeah. But once I cut all that out, I felt fine. But the last few days, so I've been eating all my freezer candy to get back up to fighting weight.
Yeah, exactly. Thank God for that freezer candy. Oh,
I know. But I'm taking freezer. You
could have avoided getting this parasite if we just got the sponsor like a week soon.
I know. The sponsor. I know. Well, this sponsor. Okay. This is every other sponsor we don't really like, but yeah. No, this is, and honestly, and we can't, okay, like, and I was a trainer for such a long time, so I know legally you can't say anything cures anything, whatever, but you guys. It's a supplement company, guys.
Care of.
This is.
It's like really cool, actually.
It's
really cool.
So I got mine. I'm showing you on the FaceTime. Look at how cute the packaging is. I'm showing Megan the packaging.
I'm still waiting for mine.
The packaging's so cute. And honestly, like, it's like you can decorate it. You can put it next to your vibrators.
Next to your decorative vibrators, right. You can have your decorative daily supplements.
Yeah. So it's care of. It's super cute. And I didn't know how they were going to come. They come in these cute little packets. So they're individual packets.
Oh, my God. It says, hi, Wendy.
Yeah. Oh, this is my favorite. This is the perfect jammer sponsor because it's personalized and it has little like quotes, facts.
Is it fucking affirmations on it?
It's some affirmations. So today, this is my fact today. It says, hi, Wendy. Today's fact. The Kingdom of Bhutan uses gross national happiness as a key national indicator. So look at that. Isn't that neat?
That is pretty cool.
It is. And you get a packet. It's personalized and it has all the supplements for the day in there.
How many did you get?
All of them. You take a...
Oh my God. I love... See, okay.
What did you pick?
We'll
you
talk
take...
about this.
Yeah.
I took some off because I felt bad. I was like, oh, I don't want to like take advantage.
Oh, I... Well, these are ones that I needed. I every day take... probably like anywhere from 5 to 7 supplements a day. So this is what's great is they have stuff that I already take. So this is, I mean, it's just nice to have it all in one instead of you saw my medicine cabinet. I have a bunch of bottles of pills that fall all over the place. Yeah.
Which also, that's the other really cool thing about this is it does all come instead of going to the store and buying a bunch of bottles of shit and you don't really know what you're doing. This is so cool because you take a quiz. Everyone loves online quizzes.
Yes.
Just pretend it's like, which Disney princess are you if you take these vitamins? I know. And you take the quiz and it tells you which vitamins you should be taking for whatever's going on with you. Like me, doy, it was stress and anxiety.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to focus on most. So it told me like these five, but I took one off because I was like, well, that's too many. I'll probably add it next month, but it's like two things I've never heard of and then like a B complex and magnesium.
Ooh,
so it's cool because it's like I'm trying something new. I'm trying two new things I've never done before and then two things I already know work that I like taking. So it's also a really good way to try out new vitamins and new supplements that maybe you wouldn't normally do because you'd have to buy a bottle of 90 for $30. And this is so much cheaper and easier.
Yeah. Oh, this is way affordable. The tally, when I looked, because I had the same, like, spoilers, guys. We get these for free to try out. And I got to tell you, when I looked at the cost without any promo code, what it would have cost me to buy this supply of vitamins, because I buy these, it was like a third of the price if I'd gone to the store.
It's cheaper even if you aren't using our promo code, which by the way is Jammers.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
use the promo code because you save 25% off an already like super cheap and worthwhile product.
Yeah, it's so phenomenal. So the website is takecareof.com. And the promo code is Jammers. You get 25% off your first order. This is, I'm telling you, did you get rhodiola? I can't. Do you know what?
What did I get?
Do you remember what you got?
I got rhodiola and I got ashwagandha.
Ooh, ashwagandha is great. That's what I love about this.
Those are the two I haven't tried, which I'm excited about.
I was going to guess those because I got rhodiola in mine because I also clicked stress. So here's a tip when you're taking the quiz, because it has all these things, a tip from former personal trainer and then also people who have taken this quiz, like stress kind of encompasses everything. That's a huge factor and causes problems for a lot of people. So that I click stress too. And then they ask you, and I got calcium. I got magnesium, which is great. That's been really helpful for sleeping and taking killer shits.
Yep, I got magnesium because we all know me and Wendy need help taking shits.
Right. Yeah.
Not true. We should probably send that one back, which guess what? We can.
Yeah.
Because with Kara, you can alter every month. So when we have to quit our jobs because we're taking magnesium and are only shitting.
Right.
We can be like, hey, guys. Let's maybe swap out magnesium for something else. And they'll be like, cool, we got you. No worries.
Right. And it's perfect because they mail it to us because we'll be shitting so much that the only job we can do is sit in a studio with good ventilation and record Jammers 24 hours a day.
And my favorite thing, which I mean, isn't funny, but it's really cool that they do this. Ugh, I know. We're being serious for a second. Lame. They take a portion of every sale that they get and give it to the Good Plus Foundation, which provides expectant mothers in need with prenatal vitamins.
Yeah.
So that's really fucking cool.
That is
another reason you should do this and like pat yourself on the back for being a good person, because you're taking care of yourself and you're taking care of others.
Yeah, others and babies and future people. You're
selfish help.
So you're taking care of future Jammers listeners that are growing in their mom's wombs.
Future cult brothers and sisters.
Yes, you are helping your future family members.
Oh, God, I've been watching that new Mormon show on Netflix. Speaking of future brothers and sisters and family members.
What?
We'll talk about that later.
Jammers!
It's really, it's so, but, so the thing you have to do, and like with my first boyfriend, or not my first boyfriend, like my first stalker.
Yeah.
I actually had.
It all started when I was 14.
I actually had a guy one time on a cruise ship. Maybe it's this guy. I don't think it's this guy.
No,
this
is actually,
this is the first guy. When I worked on the cruise ship, this guy came on with his family and went on a cruise, and then, and he was cool and he worked out in the gym a lot, and I was a trainer, and, but like nothing ever happened. We didn't make out. We didn't fuck whatever.
And he was on there with his family.
Yeah.
But like he just wife, came full family.
Oh no, no. His mom. Like he was,
okay.
He was 17. Oh. And I was 26. No, he was like 22 or 23 or a couple years younger than I was. But I remember the last cruise that before we went across to England, we already had the transatlantic crossing. We're at the gym and you welcome all the guests, and I see this kid walk in and he's just standing there, and I'm like, hi. And he was super quiet and he was like, hey, and just kind of silent. And he's like, I'm like, are you guys back? He goes, I just came by myself. And I'm like, oh, cool. How come you need like another vacation? And he's like, no, I wanted to see you before you went over to Europe. I wanted to spend time with you. And I'm like, oh, okay. And he was with nobody. And I was like, well, I'm not allowed to hang out in passenger areas. You can't really, it's like I'm working, but I can't really hang out in passenger areas. And I felt
this is my job.
Yeah.
Like,
and so I went to, and being so, but there's the thing, and it's not, I don't even think it's being stupid, but I think it's being naive. And you just think like, oh, well, now I feel bad because you have no one to hang out with.
Yeah.
So I went to the captain and I was like, hey, my friend surprised me last minute. Can I get a pass to be in the passenger areas just to hang out? Mm-hmm. And they were like, sure. So we hung out. I think we made out one night, but it was like weird. And he didn't really want to make out, which is so interesting because the boyfriend that I had, this is back in California, that stalked me. One of the reasons we broke up is because he didn't want to have sex as much as I did. I wanted to fuck like we lived together. Hmm. I wanted to have sex at least once a day. He wanted to fuck like twice a week. And same thing with this guy on the cruise ship. I remember I was like, I guess, does he want to have sex? Like, and this is so, as a woman, I felt like, I was like, I guess I should like have sex with him. Yeah. Since right?
He came all this way.
Right.
Come a little further.
Yeah. I love that even now you can't not do that. Jesus Christ.
What'd I do?
What? You're like, what?
But like he came all over my tits.
Oh, God damn.
He came all this way transatlantically. Trans these titties.
Oh, God. Good God.
I got some white Dover Cliffs you can come on.
Oh, it's not getting better.
Oh, no, it's just getting worse.
Yeah.
When do we ever get better?
Yeah. The show, we don't.
This podcast has been on the downhill since episode one.
Right. Since like 5 minutes in episode one. Yeah. We were just like, we should do a show. And we're like, yeah, I don't know. It was just,
yeah. I'm so tired. You want to take a nap?
Yeah.
On mic. Perfect.
Yeah.
So, no, we are sorting through this.
Oh, that's fuck ASMR. That's what we need to do.
Snoring.
Straight sleep podcast. No, not even that. Just like whatever ambient noise, like rolling over, like getting comfier in the blanket.
Yeah.
We'll just record us sleeping for 8 hours and podcast it live.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. It's not, though.
No.
It's a terrible idea. I like how like,
I love that you took logic over comedy on that one.
Yeah, I was like, no, I can't let this put my foot down here.
I wonder why people are like being weird and like becoming obsessed with us. You guys, so you can watch us sleep live for 8 hours.
Yeah. Look what you have to look forward to.
Come to my house for
ASMR
a barbecue.
Girls.
Yeah, we just give away our addresses.
Can you imagine how many stalkers those like teenage ASMR women want?
You imagine how gross their parents are? That's what I find more interesting is how gross their parents are for letting them do that.
Yeah. It's
just a bunch of 90s Gwen Stefani.
Well, but do you think that the parents even know? Yes.
I think the kids sneak it in a lot of cases. Yeah. I think with like the 14, 15 year olds that are just doing it on their laptop or something, I think they sneak it.
Yeah. I don't know.
Parents are very gross. Have you met stage parents?
Yeah.
I would not be surprised.
Well, and you can make a lot of money too.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like the parents that have like purposely embarrassed their children and posted them on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, that stuff is shitty.
Yeah, but I mean, how is that really any different than like having your 14-year-old daughter like whisper really sexy and then I go on about like I had a cheese sandwich for lunch. Like,
oh wait, no, I want to go back here.
Like, that's gross.
Yeah.
That's exploitative. Exploitative?
Yeah.
Exploitative.
Exploitative?
Expletive.
That's expletive. That's what we should start doing. I can't believe I'm so expletive mad.
So yes. You were being exploited on a cruise ship.
I was being expletive.
I was being an E-word on a cruise ship.
Yeah. So we didn't have sex. We like made out a little bit, but he didn't want to do that. And I was like, okay. And so then we just like hung out and I'm like, but there was really not a lot of emotional connection. And I remember thinking like, this is strange. Okay. Anyway, but so in that personality, so then fast forward, maybe like 5 months later, I was doing comedy. I'm living in Florida. I'm doing stand up and I was booked on a show at the Funky Buddha. And it was like, it's now this huge, great venue. But at the time it was this tiny little like strip mall place that we did shows. And I remember I was on a show with, shout out Lucas Connolly, who's here in New York. We just did a show together. He's been on Glamour Plus like three times.
Lovely Lucas. He's so fucking,
I love Lucas. Yeah. I remember Lucas was on the show. He was hosting, I was featuring, and David Stebbins, who's a very funny comedian, was headlining. We get there and we're super excited. And I remember I was working at a debt settlement firm at the time. So I brought like half of the office was all these fucking like Jersey Italian, like, yeah, fucking Wendy.
Oh,
like,
that's great.
So it was the perfect timing. So we're there and I'm super nervous because I'm like, oh, I'm doing like 25 minutes, right? Yeah. So I'm all nervous for my set and all these people are outside of the venue. And all of a sudden this dude, this kid from the cruise ship who I haven't seen in 5 months. And after the ship, he sent me this really long email about like what a great time he had. And in his mind, the way he wrote to me was as if we'd had this love affair for years. And I'm in my mind, I was like, he barely seemed like he wanted to hang out.
Yeah.
He sent me that email and I was like, yeah, no, it was great to see you. Bye.
Bye.
And then I didn't hear from him. And then 5 months later, we're at the show and he lives in like somewhere in the South, like, which is why I thought maybe these burner numbers were for him at some point. Hmm. He showed up to the show. He was at the Funky Buddha. He like came to Florida and I remember I saw him and I was like, oh my God, hi. And he just stared at me and he was like, hey. And he had on like a camelback because he was like in the military.
Oh, no, thank you.
Yeah. And he was like, hey, and it was really quiet. And I'm like, he's like, and I swear to God, he looked at me and he goes, you never emailed me back. I'm like, oh, I thought I did. But even then, like, that's crazy. And he goes, yeah, it was like two sentences. He's like, I came to see you on a cruise ship. I came to spend a week with you and you only can give me two sentences.
Yeah.
And I was like, I have a show. He's like, yeah, I know I'm here. So I was like, okay. And I remember then. And so now, which is actually, I had a really good set and I've learned the trick is have somebody threaten your life right before you walk on stage.
So that's why you live in constant anxiety.
Always be convinced you're about to die.
Yeah.
Nothing creates comedy like fear of death.
Right. And so I remember like I told everybody there and I was like, this guy, like I was so afraid. I'm like, he might have a weapon on him. Yeah. Like he could be standing in the back and pull out a gun and shoot me while I'm on stage. I was so afraid. And so my friends from the debt settlement firm, I remember exactly, they were like, who's this? And I'm like, this guy. And they like went to the back and stood there like that guy. And they stood like fucking mob, like around him. They like sandwiched him in and stood super close to him so that he could barely see the show. And I was like, I remember I was one of the scariest times of my life. And then David, the headliner, who's really funny, when he went on stage, he was like, and who's this fucking idiot who came to stalk you? Fuck with Wendy, you fuck with all of us. And I was like, and everyone was laughing, but I was like, he might have a gun,
yeah,
you guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's the same personality type where it's a weird, but even with, so my ex in California, it's one of those things where, cause to get someone to stop stalking you or to make it legally, where it's stalking, you have to send communication to them that clearly states,
stop it.
Please stop it. You're handsome, but knock it off.
Yeah.
You're so handsome, but stop it.
I think Not that voice, though.
Yeah. You're so handsome. All,
that voice. But legally, Stephen, it's not our role.
Right.
Legally, it has to be that voice.
Yeah.
The cop's not admissible.
Yeah. You're like, officer, I asked him to stop. Yeah, but did you do it in like a cute, sexy voice?
What were you wearing when you asked him to stop?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but did you have
short was your skirt when you asked him to stop?
Lipstick?
Below the knee? Ma'am, I'm sorry. We're going to have to throw this case out.
Right. Look, you as a woman, as a whore, should know men don't listen to women or take them seriously unless they believe that there's a 90% chance they're going to be able to fuck that woman. You should know that.
Whore. And then they bang a gavel.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part.
They go, this whore is a liar. L-Y-E-R.
Next case.
But so the problem is, So then you're stuck in this place of, okay, so I'm getting these threatening messages from this person on the burner phone or from this other number that I don't know. So then you go, okay, so do I reach out and contact them and let them know, please stop? Because when I did this with my ex, because my parents are police officers. And so I was like,
legally, what do I do?
Yeah. So legally you have to put in writing that you're letting them know, please stop. Because otherwise you could, because if you go to the cops, you're like, look, here's an email or a text where I broke up with them and said, okay, we're breaking up, goodbye forever. And then they kept bothering me for 7 months and I never responded. They'll be like, yeah, but you didn't like explicitly say, so maybe you just like got busy.
Which is crazy.
Yep. Yeah. And that's a real thing. Cause they'll be like, well, how do we know that you didn't delete your, so you have to show that you asked them to explicitly, please stop harassing you, that you have to use that language.
Yeah.
Now what that does to someone who's already being crazy and is obsessed with somebody,
exactly,
what that language does is take their anger and that little flame of anger and just put a bunch of fucking gasoline on
it. Well, I think it also justifies it.
Yep.
To them.
Now they're like, oh.
Oh, fuck you.
Yeah. Oh, and they get crazy. We're like, oh, would you think I'm stalking you?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You think I'm stalking you? You fucking conceited, self-centered.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then it's a barrage. I mean, I have it all in my email. It happened to me however many years ago. It's terrifying because there's no right way to respond. Because when you have someone who's just so in their head and obsessed, they won't let it go and they feel justified in everything. And a lot of it is the like, you owe me a conversation. You owe me.
Yeah, it's
like,
you owe me this. It's all about like, you owe me something.
Yeah. And it's so,
that's what all of it stems from, is you owe them something.
Right. And it's ego. And the scariest thing when it's someone who like you were in a relationship with, like this guy that like, cause we lived together. I can remember, to me, the scariest thing when it started, you're like, oh my God. This is not the, like, I was living with this person and this person that's now like lashing out at me and saying things like, you know, it's like, you're wrong. We are a great match. I just didn't know. And I'll change. And I'll do all the stuff that you asked me to do. And all this, it's like, you're like, oh my God, this is a crazy person. And not to be like, but like, this is someone that was inside of my body.
Yeah.
It makes you, I mean, I was like nauseous. I lost a bunch of weight when that happened. Cause I was just throwing up all the time. Cause I felt so sick.
Yeah. Cause you feel gross.
Yeah. So you're kind of fucked. And then you show that to the cops. And yeah, essentially, I mean, it just went on to where like I had to like change my hair color. I had to switch jobs.
Which is crazy. Cause that's the other thing, is like the burden of the solution is on the victim.
Right.
Yeah.
We're like, that's totally insane. Yeah.
Mean, like,
that like
just change everything.
Someone's fucking with you. And the solution is, okay, well, quit your job, go get another job, move, change the way you look.
Change your phone, change your information.
Yeah, like people do that. Like people like just move cities.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, how many women's lives is this derailing? Like how many, like it happens.
Yeah. And it's terrifying. And it puts you in this weird space of where you are like even afraid to like leave your house. Cause this person has my phone number. So what else do they know?
Yeah.
About
why
me?
Would they not know where you live? Why would they not know? Well, and I mean, like, honestly, you do stand up,
right?
And part of doing stand up or being a musician or whatever is like, you have to promote yourself. You have to promote where you're going to be. So on social media, you're open and like, cause you want people to come to shows, being like, I'm here tonight. Come. So if someone has your number, they have access to that, meaning they know where you are most nights of the week.
Correct.
Even if they don't necessarily know where you live,
right,
you're telling everybody like, I'm going to be here. Like, not for, but like when Kim Kardashian got fucking robbed in Paris.
Yeah.
Like a
yeah.
big part of that was like, they were able to pinpoint like when she was leaving because she's constantly on social media and posting like, I'm here now and I'm here now. And by posting enough of like where they were staying, they're like, this is where she's staying. Now she's alone. Cause everyone else is on. And so like everyone else has left the house.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's yeah. crazy.
Yeah.
But like social media is as good as it is for like self-promotion and like getting people to go to your things. Like also like people can go to your things.
Right.
Right.
People know where you are.
And the problem is it's like, you have this anxiety now at this level. The bigger you are, the bigger it gets. And almost every
Good, let's
person.
Quit.
No, yeah. but almost every
Perfect.
Person,
I've been looking for a reason.
Almost every woman that I've ever talked to that gets famous has something like this in their life. And the more famous they get, the worse it gets, the more people that come out of the woodwork with it. Like it's a right. huge problem. And now it's impossible to hide where you are. It's impossible to just
send Jam-a-lams. I need a bodyguard. Send yeah. Jam-a-lams or Kevin Costner.
Too late. 30 years too late for Costner.
Oh, I'd take
we'd
him now.
Still take him.
I'll take him now.
That Waterworld show at Universal is still really good.
Yeah.
Weird it's still there.
I just love when I was a kid, we used to watch The Bodyguard and I love that movie.
Do you?
Yeah.
Just because I like the song. I don't know if I like the movie.
I just like,
I like the Dolly Parton
Queen
song.
Of the night. Oh, oh my Jesus. God. I love it.
I'm just worried about the rest. Like, God, I just wish this guy would come and kidnap Wendy already. Cause now I'm just going to have to listen to Whitney Houston all night.
I know.
We're not going to see the play.
No.
It's just going to be Whitney on Whitney on Whitney.
I know.
Part of me
and
wants.
She's not even going to be drunk for it, which is going to be more annoying.
Yeah. I'm going to be wide awake, stone cold sober, just singing Whitney Houston
at the top of my lungs. Yeah. I mean, it's, yeah, I don't know what to do. Cause part of me wanted to do it like on the episode, on the air right now. I wanted to like respond to the text and see if we get anything back. But then I'm honest, if I'm being fully honest, I'm nervous even about like, part of me is like, I don't even want to release this episode. Cause I don't know what's going to happen. Cause if it's one of the few people that I think it could be like,
they're definitely going to listen. They're definitely going to.
Oh, for sure. Whoever's doing it is absolutely going to hear this episode.
Yeah. Oh, 1,000% that.
Yeah.
That's why, I mean, I think it's just important. Like, okay, if we're going to put this out, then I think it's really important to just be like, hey, if you're hearing this, stop what you're doing. It's really fucking creepy.
Yeah. And I know we're being like funny because duh.
It's like hard
so funny.
I mean, I love you guys because you joke about everything.
Yeah.
But like for real, like this isn't cool.
Right.
And like, it's never cool to do this to anybody. And also, like, if you want to actually, like, be friends and, like, hang out with us, this is, like, a really stupid way to do it. Because I know Wendy and I both get loads of messages from people that listen.
Right.
And love it. And, like, most times respond to people.
Right.
So if this is, like, your weird way of trying to connect with Wendy, you're doing a real not great job
you're
at it. And please stop.
Of what you hope to be doing.
Right. Yeah. So, like, please stop sending these messages. And, again, like, you know, that would be great. Like, stop sending those.
Again, you're very handsome.
Yeah. If you could stop sending messages where you call me a fucking liar and write, it's me, bitch. That's creepy. Yeah. I don't, you know.
You know what? Maybe as a follow-up, like, if
you... Take that energy and go and rate and review Jammers on iTunes.
Five stars.
Please.
Oh, we got such a weird review. Recently?
What is it? Pull it up.
Oh my God. I never checked.
Yep. Let's look at this.
But I also.
Rate and review. Well, send us a Jam-a-lam, you cunt. You motherfucker.
You handsome cunt.
Yeah.
Again, we're still women and we're constantly scared of being murdered.
Oh, handsome.
So we're being very nice.
Handsome party cunt.
Oh my God. Damn it.
Handsome party cunt.
Damn it.
See, and this is a weird thing, honestly.
No, like, because this episode's over. I'm going to burn Instagram to the ground that they couldn't let me have that as a handle.
Like, but here's a weird thing, and I'm not even, so I know the person that's writing these for sure is hearing this. And it's a weird thing because I don't understand what the, here's something that I would like to really know. What is, and even someone, if it's, you're not, but someone who's done this, like, what's the motivation? I don't understand where somebody gets off on like terrorizing somebody because I don't know who it is. If it's somebody that I don't know and I've never met and they just are having like ideations. And got my phone number and are doing that. Like it's still, but I understand that that's a mental health issue.
Yeah.
And I understand that. And I'm sympathetic to that. If it's somebody that I do know that has my phone number, somebody that has a problem with me, I don't understand why you can't just communicate with me, in a regular way. this obsession, this, especially when you go into like this weird, like it's never good. It's like, this is a very blown out version of like when you are, in like in any relationship, friendship, family, romantic, when you like in your head, if you are like upset about something, and so you assume the other person's mad, but so instead of talking about it, you just sit and fester. And so then when you do have a conversation, it blows up and this crazy thing's out of proportion. Yeah. That's what with this. So if the person with the texting is someone that I do know, like contact me via email. You have my number, send a regular text like this, and then have a discussion. Cause there's no reason to like, unless you just get off on terrorizing me. And if that's the case, I will find out who would, I mean, I already know I can find out. And you know, this episode's coming out and we're, so when you're hearing this, this was recorded 2 weeks ago. By the time this comes out, I will have found out who this is. Cause I already know where I can track this burner numbers. I've already, I already asked a couple people that I know. So I'll find out who it is.
I am interested in like, friends and family and listeners of Jammers. Cause I think this is like a really universal thing.
It's common.
It happens all the time.
Yeah. And it could be helpful to have people let us know, like just that it happens all the time so that men understand that it is something that happens all the time. If you do it, you're being fucking creepy. Stop it.
Right. Knock it off.
And for women to share that, like, knock it off, a really handsome. Common thing. You're not the only one going through this.
Yeah. Knock it off. This salad is for moms, not for kitties. Yeah. Just like, okay, that's a...
This is a mom and aunt salad.
Yeah.
That was a real wacky situation that happened this morning when I was eating my breakfast salad
with her fingers.
Yeah, and I haven't shit my brains out once today.
Yeah. Well, see, and that's why Sebastian loves you so much. Obviously, first of all, because you're lovable. Also, because you eat salad in the kitchen. You eat like his mom does.
Yeah, he's confused. He's like, oh, look, he's like doing double takes. He's like, which is my mom?
Do I have 2 moms?
I'm a cat. I don't know anything.
Yeah, we both eat the same way, which is like why it's so great. See, it's funny because like Sebastian loves it. Preston is like, oh God, there are two of you.
Yeah, exactly.
And we're standing in the kitchen.
It's like four hands for petting. And Preston's just like four hands to eat salad with. This is terrible.
When I go over, we're just like, Megan and I will just stand in the kitchen and have salad and cottage cheese and like bunch up greens and dip it in different things.
Yeah, dip it in cottage cheese and hot sauce. Ugh, I want that for dinner.
That was one of my favorite things is you were like, see, babe, Wendy eats like this. She goes, yeah, just because you both do it doesn't mean it's not weird.
That was why I was like, babe, look, see, Wendy does this too. And he's like, yeah, exactly.
It just makes it more amazing that you found each other.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, I know. That shouldn't be your barometer for like,
look how normal this is. Both of us do it.
Right. You know, the one that has full conversations with her cat.
You know, the one who like often talks to me on the phone, but oftentimes I'm not really on the phone.
Right.
She has fake conversations with me. You know, that one, she also uses raw lettuce to scoop cottage cheese into her body.
This is so scary. I keep looking at my phone. I know it's not gonna, but it's like, it is. Yeah. I mean, first stop doing it, but then I wonder like what is the motivation? And then like, if
there's
you've
no
had,
I mean, that's the other thing with this is like, and so often people try to like, be like, well, what's the cause of this? Why, what did I do? Like this isn't on you.
Take it off yourself.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, there's nothing you did. Even if you were a lying Patreon skank or whatever the fuck, like that's not on you. Like this person, if someone is mad at you for something, like there are way more normal ways to deal with it.
Right.
And this is like completely unacceptable.
Yeah. It's so bizarre. And to other like, and to people listening, like to chicks, that's a thing. This is similar to like, we talked about like abusive relationships or anything where you get treated like shit. And as women, we feel like it's our job to like keep the man calm. Mm-hmm. So he doesn't get mad and like hurt us.
Yeah. Well, that's always, I mean,
that's even in this situation when somebody who is not identified and unidentified
the only
person,
reason to not talk about this is because you're scared of what the response would be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I haven't even brought it up to you. When I started getting these texts, I just look at them and I just ignore them. But then when it happened again, like right before you got here, the Patreon skank and the like, oh, liars must have long memories. You tripped up again. That to me was like, and the Patreon thing, I was like, huh, because there's someone on my Patreon that subscribes that I got a message from that I don't know. And his email address is very strange. It's like a super hyper, hyper crypt, like encrypted email account. And they sent me a message and it was like, hey, thank you so much for doing this. This is exactly what I've been looking for. And I was like, oh, cool. Like, you just don't think about it because you're not, I'm not, I don't. And even though I'm getting these weird messages of like, you fucking liar and all this kind of stuff, my instinct is not to be like, ooh, it's a bad guy. And I gotta, I'm
just because you still want to trust people and exist as a semi-normal human in the world.
Right. Cause I'm like, well, it's probably nothing. But now as I'm, and then this other number, I'm like, fuck, this might all be the same person.
Yeah.
And they're trolling me on my Patreon because they're commenting on Patreon stories. Like, or not commenting on, but I'm like, that's what I believe it's in response to. It's
stemming from, yeah.
And this person gave, it was a $5 donation, and I'm not just using this. What if I made this all up to plug my Patreon?
No, that's, guys, that's what this is. I was trying to be cool, but Wendy won't end this episode. So I'm here to say, this is another lying woman trying to bring down a man for no reason. She's just a dumb whore promoting herself.
So it's patreon.com.
Jammers.
So if you're listening to this, that means you're like a real Jammers fan.
Real, like maybe too dedicated.
Yeah, congratulations. You're the only one we like. We don't like anyone else that listens. You're our only real friend.
No,
right?
No. Like, no, we like all our casual listeners. You can just listen and then stop at the
beginning. Yeah, this could also
be... No, but our casual listeners aren't listening right now, Steven. God, you're so bad at this. We make the person listening now think that they're the only one that matters.
Well, you know, it's because I don't have the experience of being stalked like
exactly,
every
woman
does. Exactly,
where I know how to manipulate somebody.
Yeah, well, but see, this might be the problem too, because now we're creating new stalkers because they're sitting there and they're like, oh my God, they love me and only me. And now we're going to another round of text messages from a blocked or like fake number. So
So don't do that, but also no one else will ever love you.
Yeah. Which is why you need to
give us money.
Hey, if you would show your love appropriately.
Yeah, here's an appropriate way to show your love.
Giving you a way to do it.
Yeah, you can go to the website and get a jam-a-lamb. Yeah.
And do the jam-a-lamb.
Get a jam-a-lamb.
Get a jam-a-lamb.
What are jam-a-lambs? Jam-a-lambs are the thing we came up with.
That means nothing.
No, but like we say whatever you want us to say.
So we'll
like,
talk
if you
shit.
Stalk us and you give us enough money to read your manifesto.
Oh, yeah.
We gave you a place to do that.
That's a great.
It's actually really rude that this person is going around our.
They could have called you a liar.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? This person owes us a lot of money because I read like all of their texts.
Oh, that's true.
This episode is the biggest jam-a-lamb.
That's amazing. That is you fucking genius. This motherfucker found a loophole.
This is the opposite. This is not someone stalking. They're like, how do I get...
I love jammers and I really want to send it, but I just feel bad. I don't have money right now.
Yeah.
I know. I'll download a burner app and I'll send Wendy aggressive and weird messages. And then she'll get so frustrated after many months of doing this, she'll read them on the podcast. Yeah.
Congratulations, you saved $20.
So if you're like, a
do
normal
that,
listener,
right. Do that,
yeah.
Or yeah.
If you're
send
a normal listener that loves us and maybe wants to help us out a little bit or hire bodyguards or Kevin Costner or whatever.
Or Whitney Houston.
Kevin Costner might be cheaper than a regular bodyguard.
Probably, actually.
Yeah.
Again, Waterworld's still at Universal. It's really weird. Every child there watching the show, I was looking around, I was like, none of you know what this reference is. They just think it's the Universal show.
Yeah. How funny. They don't understand. It's like, no, but you can drink your own pee.
Yeah. No, you have gills. You have gills in your neck.
I love that movie.
Let's just watch that tonight. Let's not go to this play.
Great. Done.
Oh, is there a Waterworld musical in New York? Because there should be.
We can write one
tonight.
Or if you don't have money for a jam-a-lamb, you can also rate and review us like this person did on iTunes.
Yeah, that actually rate and review us.
That actually would be great. Please do
and
that.
And please, like, I mean, really... only do it if you're going to give us 5 stars, But say whatever you want in the thing, because this one,
oh God,
where did it go?
What is it?
I just had it. So we've gotten like really good ones, and you guys are all the best. There are some good ones.
Yeah, thank you. There are some really nice ones on there.
We just got two new ones.
Oh, I like to read those.
Thank you.
I know.
When I'm feeling sad.
Yeah.
Or like my life is in danger.
So, yeah. So
it's very comforting that people know this, who we are and where we are.
This is a confusing one because they gave us 5 stars.
Ooh.
But it reminds me, it's like a weird Yelp review, but in reverse, where like, what, like, it'll be like 1 star. The food was amazing. The decor was great. I loved my waitress. But I got like kind of chilly at the end of the meal. Like it's like that where you're like, wait, why is this 1 star? This place sounds great.
Okay.
Let me guess. I haven't read it. Let me guess. It's me, bitch.
Oh, well, now why even read it? What's the point? Okay. So this is, and I think maybe we, whatever, I'll just read it. So 5 stars. Sounds familiar. ... Why does the ad copy for this podcast sound like 100% copycat of My Favorite Murder? Totally different content, but their efforts to mimic the dynamic of MFM is so obvious.
We are working on Starburns. You know what? Maybe if we got some My Favorite Murder cooties, that wouldn't be the worst thing for us, you guys.
No, it wouldn't be the worst thing. But like,
I don't want to sound like an asshole.
Me too, because we're about to say the same thing.
Yeah. I've never listened to.
I've never listened to an episode of My Favorite Murder. Never. I know people love it, and I love both of them as comics. Yeah. They're great.
Right. I listen to it.
Thank you. I take this as a 100, and thank you for the 5 stars. And I'm glad that, I mean, obviously you like the mimicking of the dynamic.
I mean, we're just mimicking the dynamic of the ads, and we have very few ads so far.
Yeah.
So.
No, see, no, but not our ads. Why does the ad for this podcast?
Oh, the ad.
So I think, which
so
I
like when they play it on the Starburns.
Another full disclosure, have never heard. So right.
I heard one.
So I don't know.
I've heard them.
Okay. Keep.
So I, that's it. That's it. It
that's
just ends
review.
With ugh.
Huh.
But 5 stars. And again, so great. Thank you.
It ends with ugh
in all capitals, but they still maybe, gave us 5 stars.
That's great.
You know what? If it ends with ugh, maybe I wrote that in my sleep.
It does sound. You wrote that in your wake.
Yeah.
Who's the user? It's by Peven Spenta.
What? So, again, more ads, not exactly reviews like that.
Right. But, I mean, you know, you can do better.
Yeah.
But like the 5-star part of it.
Yeah, I like that
and
part.
And I apologize if you think that we're like biting anyone's anything. Yeah. I really do.
Because if it makes you feel any better, we're not. We don't listen to
I would love to, actually.
Yeah, especially a successful podcast. That'd be great. I was thinking we should do that. We should listen to successful podcasts and be like, okay, so what are they doing?
Oh, being good. Well, we can't start now. Okay,
so we can't start being good. What's another thing that they do? What's something easier than being good? Oh, they let each other take turns talking?
Nah.
But
good work. Yeah. Good first try.
But we could be ourselves.
Nah.
Yeah.
Steven, these are all terrible ideas. Okay, so fuck it.
Yeah.
None of that's successful. We're just going to go back to regular jammers.
Yeah. But yeah, so
to rate and review us.
Yeah.
And give us money, because unlike other successful podcasts, we do not make money on this.
Not much.
Yeah.
Other than from you guys.
Right. So thank you very much. And
I'm going to go listen to another podcast.
Yeah. The only thing, if we were mimicking other podcasts that we listen to, it would all just be like, and then the body was found.
That is my favorite.
Exclusively, since I've been in New York, Steven, you would like these. I'll say fuck it. Astonishing Legends. Have you heard of this podcast?
No.
It's amazing.
That's a good tip.
They're all like, speaking of spooky, I know it's not Halloween. Steven's over it.
Thanksgiving is spooky because you got to hang out with your family.
Yeah, really. Christmas and Thanksgiving are the spookiest of the holidays.
Yeah.
But they're all like, 2 hour per episodes, multiple part episodes of like spooky stuff, like witches and yetis and ghoulies.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Cool.
And like not funny. Much like this podcast.
Right.
So it'll be an easy transition.
Right. Do you just want to be creeped out and bummed out and not laugh at all?
Boy, do I have the podcast for you. Jammer!